Professor?
Yes? Is that you, Princess Norda? Are you hurt?
I'm okay, Professor. How about you?
I seem to be fairly intact, Princess, but I hit my head and... the blow must have rendered me unconscious for a spell. I take it that we crashed, Princess?
We certainly did. But not half as badly as I expected. The ship's washed out, though. It looks that way from what I can see from the cabin window.
Yeah, we're most fortunate to be alive. Mr. Z's co-pilot must have lost control when the engine stopped. Say, where are Mr. Z and the co-pilot?
Out in the cockpit, I think. I heard them talking. They must have come through off the pile up okay.
Oh, my goodness, Princess, it's just occurred to me. We are in a nice fix, aren't we? Sitting in a smashed airplane out in the middle of the Arctic, miles from anywhere. Both of us tied up and prisoners of Mr. Z.
Yes, we are in a fix, Professor. But so are Mr. Z and his co-pilot.
Say, Princess, I just had an idea. Say, listen, I know how we can make Mr. Z's fix even worse.
Even worse? What do you mean?
Shush, Princess. Be quiet. Listen, if we could get out of these ropes Mr. Z tied us in, why, maybe we could swipe the food and the snowshoes and escape.
But where could we go?
To the Haunted Mountains. We could make it on foot, all right. Then we'd get the great Kula and his blonde Eskimos to help us find Mr. Mandrake and Lothar. That is, if they're still alive. How about it, Princess?
Oh, I don't think we'd have a chance. They'd shoot us down.
We've got to do something, Princess. We simply must escape from Mr. Z. I'm going to try to get out of these ropes anyway.
I would not do that, please.
Oh, Professor, Mr. Z.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Princess Nada. I came back to the cabin to see how you and the little boy started the crash. And I find you planning to steal the food and the snowshoes. I find you planning to leave me and my co-pilot. Was this your idea, Princess Nada, please?
It was my idea, Mr. Z. Don't blame her. The whole thing originated in my brain, and I am solely to blame.
I am not going to blame anyone, boy. I was just going to remark that it gives me such a very, very happy idea, please. An idea that I believe I, your humble servant, will follow out.
Now, what are you driving at, Mr. Z?
Please excuse, Princess, but I find the little boy's idea very, very excellent. You see, my co-pilot and I will now leave this useless airplane and head for the Haunted Mountains on snowshoes. We will, of course, take all the warm clothes and all the food with us.
And leave us here to starve?
To starve, yes, boy. But I think you will freeze to death long before you will die of starvation. There will be no heat in this airplane. And with no food to eat, your bodies will get very, very cold.
You can't do that to us, Mr. Z.
So cold that you will soon go into a sound sleep from which you will never awaken. I believe I make myself very clear. Yes, please?
Quite clear, Mr. Z. You have us now, but when Mandrake...
Your Mandrake is dead, Princess. Now I just make sure the ropes around your arms and legs are still very tight.
Well, I know you'll never get to Snake Canyon and steal that Hmong treasure, Mr. Z. Something will stop you.
Shut up your big mouth, little boy. Yes, the knots seem very, very tight. Very tight.
Get away from me, Mr. Z.
Your word is my command, Princess Nada. I take very, very much pleasure in departing now. I salute you, Princess, and you, boy. Farewell.
He's gone.
Yes, Professor. And in a few minutes, he and his co-pilot will leave the plane, and we'll be all alone.
By simple deduction, Princess, I realize that our first move must be to release ourselves from these ropes.
You're right, Professor. Oh, if we could only be sure Mandrake and Lothar were alive, and I had some way of letting them know where we are.
I have an instinctive feeling, Princess, that they are still alive. And perhaps they will find us. Somehow, some way. It's our only hope.
Make the dogs go fast as you can, Pierre.
Oui, Monsieur Mandrake. Marsh, make your dogs marsh.
That's it.
Master.
Hmm?
Lothar worried. Lothar think maybe we not get to Haunted Mountain in time to stop Mr. Z stealing treasure. Maybe we not get there in time to save Princess and Professor Boy.
Yes, making his team go fast as he can, Lothar.
Well done, monsieur. He'll not take dog team into cavern under glacier yonder, see?
Under the glacier?
Oui, monsieur. It is the shortcut. It saved many days' time to Haunted Mountain. It is very dangerous, monsieur.
Hmm?
If ice cave fall in, we and the good dogs all buried in ice forever.
Oh, master.
Lothar,
no. He never see hot African sun again.
If it's a shortcut, Pierre, we've got to chance it. Go ahead. There's not a second to lose.
Here you go, monsieur. Here is the opening. Duck your lights quick. The entrance is very small.
Yes.
Monsieur, look. We're now in wondrous ice cave. Look.
Master. Cave, a giant in size. It's like inside of the whole world. It's so big.
Yeah.
Ooh, and all ice. What? What those big things hanging down, master? From roof?
Oh. They're icicles, Lothar. Mm. They weigh hundreds of pounds and as sharp as daggers. If one of them ever fell on us, we'd be dead in a second.
Oh, Lothar, shut eyes. Lothar, not look.
Smash, my dog! Smash! Smash!
Yes, make them go fast, Pierre. This is terribly dangerous.
Smash!
On walking up and down, Princess. And maybe we'll get warm.
Maybe so, Protect. It's all we can do anyway. It's a good thing we got free of the ropes when we did.
Princess, how much longer do you think we can last?
I don't know, Professor. There's no sense in leaving the plane. It's our only shelter.
Yes.
If Mr. Z hadn't taken all the warm clothes, we might have struck out for the Haunted Mountains, but not now.
Oh, I hate to tell you this, Princess, but the odds against our surviving this ordeal are lengthening by the minute. The fire's gone out and we haven't any more matches.
Oh, Professor.
And we've eaten all my emergency supply of concentrated food pills.
Oh, never mind, Professor. Just think, if you hadn't been smart enough to bring those pills along, why, we wouldn't be alive now.
Maybe I better fire the flare pistol once more, Princess. You know, it may be that Mr. Mandrake and Lothar are somewhere near and they'll see the flare in the sky.
Perhaps, Professor. How many more flares are there in the pistol?
One more cartridge.
Oh, I guess we might as well fire it.
I guess so. I'll go out and I'll shoot it straight up overhead. It's a red flare. It'll make a pretty sight. You know, it'll be like the 4th of July, Princess.
You're a grand youngster, Professor. Go ahead. Fire the pistol. It's our last chance.
Yes, Princess. Oh, Mr. Mandrake. Please see it. Please come and get us. We can't last another day. Oh, please. Please see it, Mr. Mandrake.